For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling Art with Chris Things.
Do the hammerlock. I do the hammerlock. Do the hammerlock, you turkey necks. Yeah, do the hammerlock. I do the hammerlock.
Everybody's doing it. Hi. Hi there, friends. Chris here. Chris Things, Brian. Wrestling Art Podcast. Dude, you may hear our critter friends in the background again here at the property. Today I couldn't be bothered closing the windows, so I thought we probably may hear running every now and then. But we got a little bit of a more short one on hand here today of Wrestling Art with Chris Things. Little solo edition of the show. Because apparently I have a cyclone coming. I'm not sure how much of y'all out there are aware of Australian and Queensland weather updates, but apparently we're getting a cyclone. Originally looking to be today, now looking to be maybe tomorrow-ish kind of thing. So rather than being able to line up podcast guests, I have been digging trenches and packing things away and tying things down, and you know, doomsday prepping and all of that fun kind of stuff. So this is our cyclone, our pending cyclone edition of the show. I do very much hope that this will all be for nothing, and you know, this whole thing does not end up coming here or blows over, but knock on wood for that one. But yeah, I thought I'd just come on the show, have a little chat to you, let you know what's been happening, and, you know, I think that's better than you know, just not having an episode for the week. So yeah, that's been my life lately. If you could see my hands right now, I have blisters, I have layers of skin that has come off. I have bunions. Are bunions a thing on hands? I don't know, but I've got hard work person hands right now, which is kind of the opposite of normal. You know, people kind of have this idea of us art folk have the dainty, you know, hands that we protect. We never go outside do hard work. You know, really delicate, arty fingers, you know, that kind of deal. But these things have been through some shit lately. But yeah, it's been a fun little change of pace, I guess. I mean, on that note, I haven't been as productive as I would like when it comes to making the art things or getting the art things done. Now I've been getting caught up a little bit on the admin side of things, which I'm sure is very exciting for everyone to hear. But it's an important thing, you know, if you're an artist, if you're an independent artist, you know, doing this thing as a full-time job, you know, logging those invoices, expenses, all of these kind of deals. So it is important to get caught up on. I'm going to have to do that nasty tax coming up in the near future. So that's a fun little thing to have to do. So it's not all glamorous, you know, just watching wrestling and making art, there's some lame stuff you have to do, but it is what it is. But yeah, I mean, from like an art perspective, preparing for a bloody cyclone, being in Australia, we don't get things all these kind of deals all the time. I mean, I guess if you're up in far north Queensland, that might be more of a thing, but at least for here, this is quite the different deal. So yeah, I went out and got sandbags the other day. Had to wait in line at the local showgrounds for a long time to get said sandbags, and to work out how you're meant to use sandbags by plastic sheeting. Worry about my art getting wrecked. That was probably the most stressful part, to be honest. Got my art shed upstairs. Up in the shed, up at the top of the hill. I'm always worried that water's going to get in there and ruin my paintings. So that's a big thing that having to think about. If got the sandbags up there, and fingers crossed that's all okay. I don't even know whether this shed is going to still be standing. It could be just blown away and taking with it all of my art. So that's a bit of a stressful thing to be thinking about, you know. But, you know, you do what you do. So that's been a big part of it. I did manage to have a delightful artist catch up with my dear pal Gabby the other day. Gabrielle Vines Art on Instagram, if you'd like to check out her tremendous work. She came up to the property the other day and visited the studio, and we got to spend some time together, and that was just absolutely lovely. I did want to really make mention of that. I think it's so important as an artist to catch up with other artists and spend time together and talk about art, talk about making, talk about challenges, all that kind of stuff. So that was super cool to me. Thank you, Gabby, for doing the big old drive up here. But that was a really nice part of my week. So that sort of got me a bit motivated to make stuff. You know, we spoke about maybe making more like small originals. I thought that might be a cool thing. I've dabbled in that a little bit. I've got a little bit of stuff I've got to share with you guys at some point in the near future on that thing. But we'll see. Maybe there's a bit of a market of me doing some smaller illustrations, ink drawings, ink wash drawings, I don't know, something like that, that I do on a small scale. And perhaps that's something I'd be able to post onto the website. And, you know, since I can do these things a bit quicker, I'd love to be able to sell them at more of an affordable price for you guys. So I know for a lot of people, buying an original painting or, you know, whatever, normally several hundred dollars, not necessarily within everyone's budget. And I want to be able to offer things for people of like all kind of like price ranges, so you can have like a piece of original art regardless of, you know, the amount of money you might have available for these things. So that's something I'd like to get onto in the near future, and also kind of excited about that, like from the standpoint of like being able to just have something I can jump into to draw, to be creative. And it's not like a massive, you know, several day commitment that I'm starting, you know, it's like more something that's bite-sized, like let's just jump in and do this like little drawing of Blue Panther or Ryder Helisco or Folino or whoever it might be. Just a quick little, you know, let's put a 60-minute time limit on it kind of thing and just jump into it. Oh, there's Badger getting a run in from the dogs, as always. If that might be something that you might be interested in, I think I might do something like that. Maybe even like do the thing where I post it and then, you know, first person that swings me a message, that can be there, lock that down, I'll send it out to you. I'd like to try to keep it, I don't know, somewhere around maybe like the $100 price range or like underneath that, so it wants to factor in all of the, you know, postage and lame stuff like that that I have to take care of. But yeah, so that's something fun that I was thinking about. I wanted to sort of, you know, run by you guys. You know, I like to keep everyone involved as much as possible. And yeah, that was such an excellent idea from Gabby. And yeah, we were talking about her art as well. So, you know, Gabby does some amazing, you know, art, sort of like nature-centric kind of stuff. Like almost like a weird pixie sort of black magic nature, like lovely kind of stuff. You know, not of the wrestling art variety, but still beautiful stuff. So I think it can be really cool to talk to people, even if their stuff's a bit different. I mean, especially if their stuff's different, because that's the greatest thing at the point of, you know, contrast, where you can have the most interesting conversations and come at things from like an outside perspective, I guess. So that's very cool. You know, I definitely want to try to get back in touch with some of my other art pals. You know, that's one of the things moving up here to the mountains in Montville. You know, I'm an hour and a half away from Brisbane, so it does make it a little bit more difficult for me to just be like, you know, catch up with a mate for a coffee, you know, we both just come out, whatever. So you have to plan things a little bit more. So I want to be better at that and try to get back to Brisbane, and hopefully I can do some catch-ups on that front. But yeah, I'm also super excited. I've been talking a little bit to some different, you know, wrestling art pals out there. As I mentioned last time, I think we're running a little bit long between our last wrestling art curator edition of the show. That's always very important to me. I love talking to other people who you know, enjoy playing in this weird and wonderful field of wrestling art from all over the world. So it's actually a previous guest of the show that I've been in touch with, and hopefully we're going to line something up in the near future for a part two chat, which I'm really excited about. I think there's something cool when you in chat with you know, an art pal that you've spoken to before on the show. You sort of have a bit of a pre-existing dialogue, and you can like get a bit more into the nitty-gritty of certain things. And that's what I'm very excited to do with this person. Sorry, I have to be so mysterious about it, but you know, you never know whether these things ultimately come to fruition. So we'll see how we go, but fingers crossed there. And then the other thing that was front of mind, I got an absolutely lovely message from my dear pal and previous guest of the show, Richard of the Video Plant, the other day. So on his last appearance on the show, we were talking about that, we were speaking about some other matches, but we were spoke a little bit about that amazing Kenny Omega versus Gabe Kidd match from the start of the year. And then the lovely guy that Richard is, he went ahead and he purchased a print of that that bad boy, that match of the week with Kenny Omega and Gabe Kidd. And yeah, I you know, included a little extra surprise for him, and you know, it's really important to me for, you know, especially people who've shown that level of like ongoing kind of support, that I do like a nice like handwritten note kind of thing. And yeah, it sounded like Richard really appreciated that, and that made me so happy, and like it just makes it all worth it, you know. Like there's this part of me sometimes, and I was just talking to Gabby about this, like where I put a lot of effort into personalizing everything as much as I possibly can, you know, handwritten notes, like adding in some little bonus goodies for people, that kind of thing. And there's part of you where you look at it when you chop it down to, all right, take out the postage costs or the printing costs and all that kind of stuff, and you're like, man, you know, this is not necessarily the most significant amount of money coming in that I've put a decent amount of time into. But, you know, looking at it from the perspective of you know, having to have this this art gimmick pay my bills. But then it's more that stuff like that's the personal stuff. And when you hear that someone appreciates that, that's what really makes it all worth it. So, Richard, I just wanted to say thank you so much for that lovely message. It really just feels so nice when, you know, you do try to make something a little bit special, and then to know that the people do kind of appreciate that. And the same thing for any of y'all out there who've, you know, also sent me lovely messages after receiving your, you know, artworks or prints or whatever they might be. It really is so nice.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
Yeah. Don't quite know exactly where I was going with that, but basically wanted to give Richard a special little shout out there. Hopefully we're going to have Richard back on the show to talk some more wrestling. I really enjoyed our Lucha chat last time. At the moment, I feel like CMLL and Lucha Libre in general are some of my favorite things to watch. You know, I had recently, which I'll need to be having a match of the week chat to get caught up on, that look back at Gran Hamada after his passing, with that tremendous match with Gran Hamada and Satoru Sayama against the bloody man Perro Aguayo. And the tremendously named babyface in the old El Torreo UWA promotion. And man, there's something about that like classic old school lucha that just it tickles a bit of wrestling passion and like nothing else. Funnily enough, Richard mentioned to me that he's been going down a Hijo del Santo rabbit hole of late. And that made me so happy to read, because that's another dude just so such an incredible wrestler. Almost like one that's, for a lot of people, he's amazing in accomplishments and matches and have almost been forgotten about a little bit. You know, he's actually on his retirement tour right now. I don't think he's quite made it to the final one, but he's making a loop, you know, final towns, all that kind of stuff for his Todos Ex Todos promotion. And just what an absolutely tremendous, like, all-time first belt Hall of Famer in Hijo del Santo. Man, so good call there. Made me want to go down a bit more of a Hijo del Santo rabbit hole. But yeah, man, it's, wrestling is so great. And then lately this week, between the doomsday prepping for said cyclone, I have been going down a bit of a Osamu Nishimura rabbit hole. Another one of my just all-time favorite professional wrestlers, who sadly passed away recently. And man, just such a incredible technician, just a wonderful classical wrestler, who I remember when I was, you know, really starting to get into that wrestling nerddom and on like the Death Valley Driver review forums and all that kind of stuff. It was one of my really favorite things of seeing other people's passions for a dude like Osamu Nishimura, who, you know, it's not the most flashy style wrestler, and it is the exact like prototypical example of a guy who it's the little things that you're watching out for, and the subtleties, and the reacting to other people's stuff, and that kind of guy. A guy who you really, if you, the more attention you pay to his wrestling, the more you get out of it. It's not one of these easy, like, big, you know, flashy kind of, like, performance wrestlers that gets all the easy pops. He's like, he works for it. And just such a great wrestler. So, yeah, it was nice to see a lot of other people kind of, like, celebrating that. So, yeah, that might be a little bit of a thing for y'all that, you know, maybe we have something to look forward to for this coming week's match of the week involving Osamu Nishimura. I did watch some absolutely tremendous matches that he was in, and I'm not going to spoil anything, but there's a high chance that it might be something involving Nishimura-san. So keep an eye out for that. Assuming that this bloody cyclone doesn't, like, take out, like, my power and everything and prevent me from using my computer and even doing said illustration, but I'm going to get onto it early. I'm gonna jump on as soon as I finish posting this podcast, get this match of the week illustration done. I would be very sad if there was something that stopped me altogether from, you know, posting this, you know, interrupting my first one. I think we're, what, 73 in now or so? Yeah, man. I'll do my darndest to make sure I get this match of the week up for you guys. And then, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back into a bit of commission stuff thereafter. And, yeah, if any of y'all out there are interested in such things, please don't hesitate to reach out. Hit me up. Tell me about your ideas. And the cool thing is there's a way, you know, we can make things fit different budgets, you know, so I like commissions because I can get stuff done in a way where if we want to need to get this done on a leaner budget, we can simplify and we can get it done in a quicker time, you know, period. And you know, it can still be something really cool, but just something that's done a bit more quickly. Or, you know, if you want, like, a crazy amount of gnarly detail and, you know, more of a complex layout or maybe more, you know, characters or whatever it might be, you know, it is a, can put up potentially cost a bit more, but if that's what you want, then we can make it happen. So, yeah, I really enjoy doing commissions, so if you would like one of those, now's probably a good time. I was looking at the calendar, I've got a little bit of breathing space before my next event. I think I'm going to take the rest of March off until I go to Mexico from in-person events, focus on getting some work done, and then, yeah, man, I'm so excited for Mexico. You better believe if you're following at Chris Things on Instagram, I'll be sharing so much of my travels, of my first time ever going to the Cathedral of Lucha Libre, Arena Mexico. Hoping to get along to Arena Coliseo as well. Hoping to catch up with some friends over there. And hoping to see, like, a bunch of amazing Mexican art as well. I really want to go to Guadalajara. I really want to see as much Diego Rivera stuff as I possibly can. Yeah, man, I'm very excited to finally be getting along to Mexico, you know, considering how much of my art is inspired by Mexico. As an Australian gringo who draws Lucha Libre for a living, it'll be very, very cool for me to finally be there. But I think we're at the tail end of this rambling solo edition of the show. I like these ones, just getting to have a little bit of a chat with you guys. And yeah, fingers crossed that this cyclone is not just going to tear my house and studio apart. fingers crossed everything's okay. I hope everyone else out there in this like Queensland region is going to be okay and is prepped as much as possible. These kind of weather events can really suck. So let's just hope that everything goes as okay as possible. Anyway, if you would like to you know, keep up with the Chris Things, as I mentioned, at Chris Things on Instagram is a great place to do it, where you'll find all those match of the weeks. When I have these podcasts come up, a little bit of announcement of those. I'm looking to post a little bit more, flashback kind of stuff too. We have the new Way of the Blade AEW edition book that's been delayed again by the sounds of it a little bit more. So sorry if anyone's been hanging out for the pre-orders of that. But last I heard, apparently it should be, pre-orders at least, should be up in the next little while. So keep an eye on the Hybrid Shoots account on Twitter for all the latest on that front. If you'd like to support or buy the Chris Things, or just have a real gander at a bunch of my stuff and some write-ups of it and that kind of thing, christhings.com.au is the place to go. That is where you can find a whole bunch of my art, Match of the Weeks, still got some calendars as well. So if you would like a 2025 calendar with all of the Chris Things, Los Luchadores versus Cowboys de la Muerte, luchador, skeleton, cowboy action you could possibly want for 2025, that's going to be your best place to go. All of the nonsense holidays and Mexican wrestler birthdays have jam-packed in there. So that one is still there. Got a few of them left. All sorts of things. Some originals, a bunch of art prints, all the things, christhings.com.au. I'd like to say a big thank you to Social Suplex, socialsuplex.com, the place that keeps this podcast running and has a whole bunch of other rad wrestling podcasts too, from Keeping It Strong Style to One Nation Radio, Imps WWE Adventure, All Things Elite, the AEW Match Recommendation Podcast, the Trish and Sarah Podcast, Tunnel Talk. I think that's as many of them as I can recall off the top of my head right now. But socialsuplex.com, thanks so much, guys, for keeping this little podcast train going along. And thank you to you, the listener, for listening to my nonsense, to my rambling, to these kind of shows where it's just me yammering on in your ear. I hope you get something out of it. Hope you get some enjoyment out of it. I don't know. I hope you guys are having fun working on your own projects. As I mentioned in the past, that's important to me. I want to try to motivate others to make the art as much as just talking about myself doing the things. If you feel the itch to draw your favorite wrestler, to draw your favorite match, whatever it might be, any sort of arty creative thing you got going on, if you ever feel like sharing it with me, swing it my way. I'd love to see it. I'd love to like have a little chin wag about it. I think that's an important part of this show. And on that note, I think, as I mentioned before, we're getting a bit closer to our You Draw the Match of the Week competition of 2025. Kind of just wait until the right match comes along, you know? There's some ones that I do that are a bit more niche. There's some that I do that are probably a bit more, consumable by a larger audience, I guess. So I'm waiting until the right one comes along, and I think it's going to be good timing for open those gates up again, do the You Draw the Match of the Week competition. I look forward to sharing a bunch of whoever would like to partake in this, sharing your art, giving everyone a little shout out, and then ultimately the winner will be walking away with a tasty art print of said Match of the Week. I think we'll do it the same way again. I don't know. I'll be more of a think. Anyway, this has been a fun little chat. I've enjoyed talking to you guys, and I really appreciate everyone out there who voluntarily listens to this thing. who says nice things on Instagram, who, you know, shares my stuff on Instagram, who, you know, buys the things and supports and helps me pay said bills. That is very, very nice. But yeah, thank you so much, everybody. I love you. And let's keep this boat rolling on. Floating on? I don't know. I hope there's not going to be too much water with this cyclone, or else I will literally be floating on. But hopefully I'll be here next week, and I won't be telling you that my house has been torn down by a cyclone. But until then, have a great week, everybody, and I hopefully I'll see you next week. Bye!
Do the hammer lock. I do the hammer lock.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.